Dr. Saber, dictating an office note on patient Curette Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Curette, C-U-R-E-T-T-E, date of birth 8/4/1959, date of service 7/10/2023, per paragraph. The patient is 63-year-old African-American female who is referred to see me by Dr. Pont, P-O-N-D-T, for evaluation of chronic kidney disease, per paragraph. Her past medical history includes chronic kidney disease stage 3A, apparently from analgesic nephropathy and from hypertensive nephrosclerosis. It was followed by Dr. Ho in the past period. Next, obstructive sleep apnea on home CPAP. Next, hypertension. Next, GERD. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, fluid retention. Next, mitral valve prolapse. Next, sickle cell trait, per paragraph. Past surgical history includes bilateral shoulder replacement surgery. Next, back surgery times 3. Next, carpal tunnel release, left side, left upper extremity. Next, splenectomy. Next, left ankle surgery repair, per paragraph. Allergies, normal drug allergies, per paragraph. Social history. Patient lives with her daughter. She has had total of 2 children. No smoking, occasional alcohol use, no drug use. She is a retired lab technician, per paragraph. Family history. Father died at age of 47 from MI. Mother died at age of 63 from a stroke. Her brother has sickle cell disease, per paragraph. Review systems reveals occasional headaches, good vision with glasses, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. She does have heartburn if she stops her pentoprazole. No nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no melena. Occasional nocturia, no straining. She has complete bladder emptying, no incontinence reported. She does have leg swelling when she takes her nifedipine. She does have on and off hot flashes, or other systems that are reviewed are negative. Immunization. Patient has received 3 doses of the COVID-19 shots, per paragraph. Current medications include atorvastatin, furosemide, chewable iron, metoprolol, nifedipine, metoprazole, and potassium. From physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupil generally active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bleed bilaterally, no jugular visceral tension bilaterally, most oral mucosal and pharyngeal erythema, noted pupagraph, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, and rhythm normal as well as two. No murmurs heard, no friction, but lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles, or with the short abdomen soft, no hypertomegaly, no sweet, no megaly, no gary, debile, or rigidity extremities. There is non-pitting edema in both lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, and neuro exam is not. Focal investigations show the following. Her GFR is 56 milliliter per minute with the creatinine 1.11 and a BUN of 22. Blood sugar is 91. Albumin 4.3. Normal liver enzymes, per paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. We are going to monitor her kidney function very closely. We're going to get a renal ultrasound and basic workup, per paragraph. Next diagnosis is obstructive sleep apnea to continue home CPAP. Next, hypertension apparently controlled. Patient has had episodes of fainting. I would like to hold her nifedipine and have her do her home blood pressure logging for the next 2 weeks and decide what is the best action at that time. Prepare for next GERD, continue pentoprazole, next hyperlipidemia, stable. Next history of sickle cell trait, next mitral valve prolapse, followed by cardiology, prepare for. I thank you, Dr. Pond, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I will see you back in 2 weeks to discuss the workup and earlier if need be. I'll keep you updated on her progress and the reportings.